Well, here we are again. Is it really only a week? Well, probably. I, of course, should say to you, welcome. This is the Archaeology News Weekly. I am, of course, David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including that vital source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. Now, let's get started with the Chinese tools being introduced into the area that's now known as Japan 20,000 years ago. Then we go to 30,000 years ago, where a dog skull has been unearthed in Siberia. Why is that important? Well, wait and listen. Now, this is an amazing story where a huge number of statues have been found in a Sardinian wall. Then Neanderthals. Yes, back to these poor Neanderthals. Were they simply outnumbered? Now Bulgaria, where discovery sheds light on the Copper Age or Chalcolithic. And then across to sunny Mexico. Oh, I wish it was sunny here. Will the rain never stop? Where 2,800-year-old decorated stone has been discovered. To Fiji, where Lapita pottery has been discovered. And continuing discovery, we've got a prehistoric campsite in Canada. Now, in Texas, we've got a dig yielding evidence of very, very old Texans. And in Wales, fabulous and exciting news. Tests have confirmed the age of a Pleistocene carving. Talking of carvings, it wouldn't be the news if we didn't have some news on an erotic carving found in Germany. So wait until the end to hear all about that. Remember, of course, you can be listening to this on your Stone Pages Archaeo News app, as well as keeping up to the news as it happens. So let's start off today's podcast. Archaeologists from China and Japan said that the technique used to make stone tools in North China made its way to Japan in what might have been the earliest exchange between the two cultures some 20,000 years ago. A joint research project conducted by the Henan Provincial Institute of Cultural Relics and Archaeology and the Nara Research Institute for Cultural Property found similarities between stone tools unearthed in China, the Republic of Korea, and Japan. This suggested a trans-regional spread of the technique used to create them. The technique, which was used in North China between 20 to 25,000 years ago, might have spread to Japan's Kyushu Island through the Korean Peninsula, as the same techniques were used in that region as well. The discovery will also shed light on early migration and cultural exchanges between the Chinese mainland, the Republic of Korea, and Japan. Of course, what we have to remember at that time, there was no such thing as China, the Republic of Korea, or Japan. Anyway, on that slightly political note, let's move to something involving man's best friend. Or are they? A well-preserved 30,000-year-old canine skull from a cave in the Siberian Altai Mountains shows some of the earliest evidence of dog domestication ever found. But the specimen raises doubt about early man's loyalty to his new best friend. The skull from shortly before the peak of the last ice age is unlike any of those of wolves or modern dogs. The archaeologists have recognised that while its snout is similar in size to that of Greenland dogs dating back 1,000 years, it has teeth that resembled wild European wolves. This indicates a dog in the very early stages of domestication, or so says evolutionary biologist Dr. Susan Crockford, one of the authors of the study. Dr. Crockford explained that wolves were not deliberately domesticated. The process of making a wolf into a dog was in fact a natural process. But for this to happen required settled early modern human populations. At this time, people were hunting animals in large numbers and leaving behind large piles of bones, and that is what first attracted the wolves. The most curious and least fearful wolves tended to have more juvenile characteristics with shorter, wider snouts and smaller, more crowded teeth, features that, over generations, came to define the domesticated dog. Oxford archaeologist Professor Thomas Higham believes these early dogs would have been useful to people in cleaning up scraps and fending off other predators. But over the last 10,000 years, they became key members of the team. Hunters with dogs work better than sole hunters alone. Intriguingly, though, the older, earlier Siberian dog seems to have hit an evolutionary dead end. While people continued to occupy the Altai through the depths of the last ice age, they seem to have done so without their dogs, perhaps as food became more scarce. The ice age caused people to move around more, halting the process of domestication and setting wolves and people back into competition for food. Perhaps 20,000 years of being set back. Who knows what we'd have now if dogs' domestication had started and actually continued through these 33,000 years. Me, I have to confess, I'm a bit of a cat person. You know where you stand with a cat. Now, the astonishing discovery in the Sardinian countryside in Italy of a small dry stone wall entirely made of broken standing stones, many carved with stylized human figures, could make the site at Cucura Elai near Samoggio one of the most important prehistoric sanctuaries of the island. Mauro Pera, archaeological manager of the Villanova Forum Museum, said that the finding could be as important as the Mount Prama statues, a unique discovery with huge historical and scientific values. The broken standing stones date back to the Copper Age, about 5,000 years ago, and fit perfectly into the dry stone wall, broken up around about 70 years ago when the wall was built. Archaeologists started studying the area in the 1990s when they made a dig near a giant's tomb at Paolelluturi in August 2008. There they found a series of statue menhirs, which are standing stones carved with human traits. Finally, this month, a new dig led to the discovery of about 300 pieces of broken standing stones. Around the 3rd millennium BCE, anthropomorphic statues spread throughout Europe. On a few of these recently discovered statues, there is also a carved dagger, which is typical of the carved stones found in the Alps, meaning that the prehistoric Sardinia wasn't just a small isolated island in the middle of nowhere, but part of a larger cultural movement. Some of the symbols carved on the stones are completely different from those on the Laconi stones. The real meaning of the symbols, of course, is still unknown, but these standing stones may well have been territorial markers. The tallest stone discovered is about 1.2 metres high, but all are badly broken. Now the aim of both local authorities and the archaeological superintendents is to organise a lab to allow experts to restore these broken stones. What a find. I'm going to start checking out stone walls around me, though I don't think I'll be all that lucky. Now, the Neanderthals, God bless them. The Neanderthals of southwestern Europe may have gone extinct approximately 40,000 years ago because, in large measure, they were simply overwhelmed by the rising numbers of modern humans around them. It's an old and simple hypothesis that, until now, had not been backed up with an extensive statistical evidence. The study involved in analysing the density of Neanderthal and early modern human artefacts and occupation sites across the Dordogne region in southwestern France, an area well known for the highest concentration of middle Paleolithic. Now you're going to get lots of dates here. Middle Paleolithic, 300,000 to 30,000 BCE, to Upper Paleolithic, 50,000 to 10,000 BCE. Well, focusing on the transition period, which is around 55 to 35,000 BCE, the researchers analysed evidence of three successive distinct tool-making industries. The Mousterian of Aculian, that's 55,000 to 44,000 BCE. The Châtelperronian, that's 44,400 to 40,250 BCE, which is generally associated with the Neanderthals. And the Aurignacian, which is 40,250 to 35,000 BCE. That's enough dates, thank you. But that last date was largely identified with that of modern humans. The study also included an examination and analysis of the animal food remains at the sites. The evaluation suggests an increase in overall population density across the transition by a factor of about 9 to 10 in favour of, yeah, you guessed it, the modern human. Faced with this kind of competition, the Neanderthals seem to have retreated initially into more marginal, less attractive regions of the continent, and eventually, within the space of a few thousand years, declined to extinction. I always say, keep it simple, stupid. It's the simple ideas that are often the best. Now to Bulgaria, where a well-preserved skeleton from the Chalcolithic has been discovered at Kozareva Mound near Kablashkova in Bulgaria. The discovery marks an exciting new development for the village that was also a centre for the pottery industry during the 5th century BCE. According to the head of the excavation, Professor Petya Georgieva, that this is the first confirmed tomb from such an early period in southern Bulgaria. The tomb was apparently intact and the bones well preserved. It is still unclear whether the necropolis in the Neolithic village, which was discovered 5 years ago, adheres to the first funeral rites characteristic of this Black Sea region. Scientists claimed in 2009 that the discovery of the oldest ceramic kiln in the Balkans had helped to shed light on the beginnings of civilization on the Bulgarian coast. Archaeologists hope that the most recent find will help reveal what happened to the dead during the Chalcolithic or Copper Age. In the mound also, they found roundels from human skulls, small discs with drilled holes in them so that they could be worn. Tasteful. Now, Mexico, where Mexican archaeologists have discovered a 1.5-ton stone relief from the Olmec culture, created more than 2,800 years ago. The National Institute of Archaeology and History said recently in an official statement. The discovery was made at the archaeological site at Chalcatzingo in the Valley of Morelos, in the southern portion of the central highlands of Mexico. The work, standing more than 1.5 metres tall, was discovered in late April on the north slope of Chalcatzingo, as archaeologists were building a containing wall and protective roof for the other monoliths in the area. Sculpted on the stone are three cats sitting in profile, looking west and surrounded by a great scroll decoration. The relief itself was found broken into 11 pieces, which the experts spent May and June restoring, so that only now is it possible to admire the triad of felines in their entirety. Since the first explorations there in the 1930s, some 41 monuments have been discovered at Chalcatzingo, four of which have cat figures, which are animals feared and venerated by the Olmecs, who inhabited the area between the years 800 to 500 BCE. That's known as the Middle Preclassical period. I know what they mean. I look around and I am surrounded also by cat figures, which I fear and venerate. Now, for the first time ever, Lapita pottery has been discovered on Vanu Levu, formerly known as the Sandalwood Island, the second largest island of Fiji. The pottery dating back to 1100 BCE has been found on Voro Island near Labasa. Fiji Museum's chief archaeologist said they thought Borewa was the first settlement in Fiji. However, this new find at Voro Voro is meaning that for the first people to come to Fiji, they did not also settle, they didn't only settle in Borewa, but split and also settled in Voro Voro. Currently, a professor from the Simeon Fraser University and his students are doing surface collection of pottery in Vanu Levu. Archaeologists have found evidence that proves First Nations people were in New Brunswick, Canada, more than 10,000 years ago. A large campsite has been uncovered that proves people moved through the area when ice still covered large parts of the province. Previously, they had individual spear points that were that old, but they never had the sites to give contextual information, like what people were eating, how they were living, what structures they were living in, and what the population sizes may have been. The site where the artifacts were discovered was intended to be the eastbound lane of a new highway. These plans have now changed when the artifacts were found by accident in 2009. The search began after an archaeologist with the road building company needed to get better reception for a cell phone call, so drove his truck to the top of a hill. As he was talking and walking to another archaeologist, or should it be walking and talking to another archaeologist, he looked down and spotted the artifacts on the surface. 2 years later, they began excavating the first area and the road had to be rerouted to bypass two of the three areas. The work is being done under a deadline because the highway will pass through the site in September. The highway plan has been altered, however, to leave the other two areas untouched. There's 27 archaeologists, graduate students and First Nation people working on the area. Archaeologist Mike Nichols of Maliseet descent says he's proud to find history of his possible ancestors. He's thrilled with the find and working on the project. Now, heading down south, we go to Texas. Texas seems to be the site of the oldest archaeological dig in North America, located outside the town of Salado, about 125 miles south of Fort Worth. The site has new evidence of people who lived there, wait for it, 15,500 years ago. Texas A&M archaeologist Dr. Mike Waters, who is leading the research project, confirmed it looks like people first arrived in this valley around 15,000 to 15,500 years ago. And once they found it, they just kept on coming back. For thousands of years, this site was an ideal place to make a camp. There's a spring-fed creek that never runs dry, and the kind of stone that's perfect for making tools. And every time the creek flooded, it buried the site in mud, preserving a record of how these people lived and worked thousands of years ago. Prior to the discovery of 16,000 artifacts here, it was believed that humans arrived in North America 2,500 years later than the evidence this site provides. What really makes this exciting is, because we have such an abundance of material from the pre-Clovis levels, we can start looking at what their technology was like, what kind of artifacts they were making. Waters ends up by saying the discovery has scientists wondering how exactly people arrived and from where to what is now Texas. Now, to a story that's very close to my heart. Well done, George, as they say. Recent discovery of a stylized reindeer engraving in South Wales by Dr. George Nash from the Department of Archaeology and Anthropology, the University of Bristol, has now been scientifically dated. The date of the flow stone that covers the head of the reindeer has been dated at 12,572 plus or minus 659 years BP. And the rock art below may be much earlier. It's now confirmed that the reindeer is one of Britain's earliest example of engraved figurative rock art. Dr. Nash discovered the faint engravings while visiting the Gower Peninsula caves near Swansea in September 2010 with students and members of the Clifton Antiquarian Club. The engraving appears to have been made by an artist using a flint point held in his or her right hand, right onto a limestone panel covered in flowstone. The panel forms part of a very tight niche at the back of the cave. The discovery has now been officially verified by experts from Oxford and Durham universities, as well as the National Museum of Wales. And I have to say that being out with Dr. George Nash is a great fun experience. We even had a look at some caves looking for rock art ourselves. So I am so chuffed that he has actually managed to find such an amazing rock engraving. Now, talking of rock engravings, it wouldn't be Stone Pages without our fun story of the week. Researchers in Germany have discovered Stone Age cave art, including carvings of nude women. Archaeologists working for the Bavarian State Office for Historical Preservation came upon the primitive engravings in a cave near the southern city of Bamberg, around 200 kilometres east of Frankfurt. The engravings are believed to be around 12,000 years old, which would make them the first Stone Age artwork ever found in Germany. It includes schematic depictions of women's bodies and unidentified symbols, amongst other things. I'm wondering what these other things are. Anyway, moving on. The ancient artists appear to have taken their inspiration for the erotic images from the rock formations in the caves themselves, which resemble breasts and penises, and then carved the images into the walls. De Zeit quotes geologist and archaeologist Bernhard Haeck, a member of the discovery team, as saying that the 5-metre-long chamber in the cave may have been used for fertility rituals. Researchers are continuing to study the cave engravings, and the site is currently closed to the public. So they have it, two fabulous cave engraving stories in 1 week. Anyway, don't forget that our news is always available on the iPhone, iPod Touch and iPad. Have a look at stonepages.com/app. And interested in stories with fabulous pictures? Well, get yourself along to Past Horizons, www.pasthorizons.com. Needing tools? Well, you'll be in the right place there as well. Only the best archaeological tools in the world for you. Can I also remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities can be found on Badger? That's my own site. That's bajr.org. And remember, more can always be found at Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. So thank you so much for listening to the Archaeology News nearly weekly, and we hope you return again to us next week.